Chapter 9. Miss Angeli blew her whistle loudly, and the cheerleader squad, consisting of the feminine Bailey, brown and busty Sabrina, and the pale, stacked Jewish girl, Dana, promptly ceased practicing their routine. So far, their routines were nothing complicated or overflashy. Their job was to stir up the crowd and make a lot of noise. Miss Angeli was clear from the start that she wasn't going to risk her students to stupid gymnastic stunts or anything else that could get one of the girls or Bailey hurt. "All right, ladies, we're done for the day. Good job. Get cleaned up and you can all go home. I have a staff meeting to get to, so I gotta run. Have a good weekend, girls." Miss Angeli turned to where Bailey had been standing and opened her mouth to speak, but paused at the sight of him already dashing away towards the storage room, the large duffel bags filled with supplies lugged over his shoulder as he went to put them away. Miss Angeli frowned and said nothing. The brief silence was then broken by Sabrina, who quickly excused herself and dashed off after Bailey in a hurry. "She's a troublemaker," Dana said, glancing as the two vanished from sight. "Nothing nefarious, but enough that you need to keep an eye on her from time to time. No telling what they're getting up to." "Nothing a firm ass-whooping wouldn't fix," said Miss Angeli, narrowing her eyes.
"Seriously, you should start dressing like a girl," Sabrina said to Bailey as the pair walked together on a sidewalk, running through the quiet city neighborhood.
"I don't know. I mean, I really like dressing up, but I don't know about doing it full-time. Not to mention at school or what my parents would think," Bailey said timidly.
Fuck that. Do what you want. Besides, a few months from now we'll graduate and you won't have to worry about what your parents or anyone else thinks."
I guess you're right," Bailey said, biting his lip. "Besides, you said so yourself that Miss Angeli comes extra hard when you're wearing panties for her. Can you imagine the load she would blow in you if you had your hair done, some cute little stockings, and a top to match?" Sabrina licked her lips at the thought, one hand reaching down to gently paw at her stiff cock, which was hidden by her pleated uniform skirt. Bailey, too aroused by the thought, feeling his little prick stiffen against his soft cotton panties, the feeling secondary to the sensation of his whole warming and tingling with need. A tingle that never failed to race up his spine and explode inside his head. He was a slave to his desires, and knew it, but he was fine with that. Sabrina led him around the next corner and immediately into an alley that ran behind a number of businesses, clear down to the next block. She led him past a couple of massage parlors, and then a tattoo shop, before coming up to the discreet rear entrance of the adult video arcade. "What's this place?" Bailey asked, confused.
He had never heard of the place, and for that matter didn't even realize there were brick-and-mortar stores that sold just porn. He had always just gone to the internet for his.
"It's heaven," Sabrina said dreamily, as she twisted the handle on the security screen door and pulled it open.
"Why are we sneaking in through the back?" Bailey asked, quickly looking around as if he were afraid they would be caught.
"So no one respectable sees us, duh."
"Stop being a pussy. We're allowed to be here," she pointed at a grimy white plastic sign tacked up on the wall that read, "No one under the age of 18 will be admitted." Reluctantly, Bailey stepped into the dark adult store, the door closing loudly behind him, and snuffing out what little light had shone in. He was now day-blind, squinting hard at the darkness to keep up with Sabrina as she led him into the store.
"Go to the machines over there," she said, pointing to a row of ATM machines and change machines that flanked the large double doorway that had no door, but a thick pair of black velvet curtains. "We need a shitload of quarters."
Bailey shrugged and walked over to the change machines, his eyes wide as he passed the rows and rows of adult toys. Some had obvious functions, like butt plugs or dildos, but as the rows and racks of toys and devices went on, they became more obscure. He had no idea what most of the shit in the store did, but it sure looked neat and flashy. He rummaged around in his pockets and pulled out his wallet before stuffing a couple of dollar bills into the machine, the coins clinking loudly down into a metal tray at the bottom.
He scooped them out and looked around the store. Seeing Sabrina leaning over the counter up front, he headed over to her. She handed the clerk a couple of 20s and in exchange was given a dark brown glass bottle with a black cap on it.
"Is this enough?" Bailey asked.
"Dude, I said a shitload. I bought the other stuff we need, and it was way more. Go drop a 10 in there for starters. It's Friday, so we're going to be here for a while."
Sabrina followed Bailey to the back and watched as he got even more quarters, scooping them up into a red plastic cup to hold them all.
"Ready?" she grinned, her eyes flashing mischievously as she pulled back the curtain, revealing the almost pitch-black corridor beyond. Bailey wasn't sure why, but he felt a lump in his throat as he stepped into the doorway with Sabrina, the curtain falling back and leaving them shrouded in darkness in the corridor. She grabbed his hand and led him along. The darkness was disorienting, but he could see a glint of light off the metal door handles on each side of the corridor. They must have passed a dozen or so before Sabrina stopped and opened one of the doors, ushering Bailey inside. Once inside, she shut the door behind her. Bailey could see that there was a lock on the door, but she didn't bother flipping it to the lock position. They were in a narrow little room, a bit bigger than a large toilet stall in a bathroom. Behind them was the door on an opposite wall, a large TV screen built directly into the wall, with a large bench between them and it.
"Put in a bunch of quarters. As long as we're feeding the machines, they don't care what we do back here," Sabrina said, setting her purse down on the bench before she began ruffling through it. The screen flashed to life, providing the only light inside the room, and immediately began playing hardcore porn. The volume was turned down low, but he could hear a strange echo as if they were surrounded by people having sex. He realized that all the booths must be the same way, and what he was hearing were the sounds of the videos playing in other rooms.
"What now?" said Bailey, dropping his messenger bag on the bench beside Sabrina's purse.
"Now we get ready. You want to be nice and wet, or it's going to hurt?" Sabrina grinned, draping her arms over Bailey's shoulder, as she leaned in and tenderly kissed him on the lips. He felt a warm tingle in his chest and returned the kiss, his hand sliding down to hold her waist as she pressed her body against his. The feeling of her warm breasts was noticeable, even under her uniform blouse, not to mention the iron stiffness of her cock rubbing against him from under her skirt. Sabrina's fingers deftly unknotted Bailey's necktie and slid it off, her lips pecking at his again and again as she slowly unbuttoned his white shirt. Bailey was busy pawing at Sabrina's soft breasts over the uniform shirt and sweater vest she was wearing, his cock almost painfully hard as he ground his hips against hers, their cocks having a playful sword fight beneath their cloth barriers. Bailey let out an incredibly feminine whimper as Sabrina pushed open his shirt, her warm mouth clamping over his right nipple and sucking firmly at it. Her hands slowly unbuckled the front of his pants. Her warm little fingers gripped his slender shaft through the pink panties he was wearing and slowly tugged him to full hardness. She giggled at the way he throbbed in her hand and reluctantly let go of his hard little dick so she could finish undressing him, leaving him standing there in nothing but his little pink panties, socks, and shoes. At this point, Bailey was already aching to be fucked, but Sabrina went out of her way to prep him, giving his soft, feminine little ass a firm slap, causing him to turn away from her, sticking his ass out for her. Sabrina licked her lips as her fingers slipped under Bailey's panties and tugged them down to the bottom of his soft, white ass. She wasted no time spreading him wide open, spitting a warm wad of her hot saliva onto his pink winking hole before viciously forcing her tongue inside of him. Bailey whimpered, wearing a stupefied look of perverted pleasure on his face as he pushed his pert little ass back, feeling his classmate's tongue slip deep inside of him as it slowly swirled around. "You ready to take some dicks?" Sabrina asked, spreading him wide open with her hands before lapping rapidly up and down his glistening little love hole, making sure it was nice and wet, both inside and out.
"I want dick. I want it bad," Bailey gasped, his little hole quivering around the invading tongue, marveling at how she seemed to be licking out every last inch of his ultra-sensitive insides, each wiggle and swirl of her tongue making little white spots of pleasure dance around in Bailey's vision. "Patient slut, we're only halfway there." Sabrina stood and peeled off her vest and shirt in one go, leaving her in a black lace bra, which she promptly unhooked and dropped into the pile of clothes on the bench. Bailey was on her in an instant, pressing her firm brown breasts together as he ravenously sucked each in turn, pulling warm, throated moans from Sabrina, who placed one hand on the back of his head, pushing his face into her cleavage, as the other reached down to carefully unzip her skirt. Once free of the skirt, Sabrina was left wearing a skimpy pair of black panties that matched her discarded bra, along with a pair of white knee highs and her uniform shoes. Now nearly nude, she used the hand on the back of Bailey's head to push him down to his knees as she turned, pushing her ass in his face. He needed no instruction. As he pulled her panties to the side, his eager little pink tongue returning the favor she had shown him, as he quickly licked and lapped at her delicious opening. His tongue poked and prodded her before pushing inside of her, spreading warm moisture all over her, both inside and out. For several minutes, Sabrina merely leaned forward into the wall, enjoying the skilled ass-eating of her little companion, before she reluctantly tapped him on the head and then turned around. She kissed him again, his hands reaching down to squeeze her ass as she giggled and reached down into her purse. "This is the best part," Sabrina said, producing the small glass bottle that Bailey had seen her buying at the front counter. Sabrina unscrewed the black plastic cap and then brought it up directly under her nose. She pinched one nostril tightly shut, inhaled deeply through the open one, quickly exhaling before she repeated the process with the other nostril. "Fuck," Sabrina hissed, swaying slightly for a moment before she held the bottle up for Bailey. "Don't let it touch your skin. Just inhale the fumes, and your hole will be ready to take every single dick in town." "What is it?" Bailey glanced down at the bottle. But as soon as Sabrina had pushed the bottle under his nose, Bailey caught a whiff of what smelled like some kind of alcohol mixed with fruit. Following Sabrina's example, he pinched one nostril shut and inhaled deeply, then did it a second time. For a second, nothing happened. Then Bailey felt an intense head rush, and suddenly his face and chest felt like they were on fire. The sensations were overwhelming at first, but he found himself woozy and on fire, and his hole ached like nothing he had ever felt before. "What did you do to me?" Bailey gasped, opening and closing his eyes rapidly. Sabrina pushed her body up against his and slowly ground against him. Even the most basic sensation of flesh-on-flesh contact sent a jolt through Bailey, and he quickly found himself grinding his hips against Sabrina as the girl trailed kisses up and down his neck. "It's just a little something that will help get you nice and slutty. Your boy cunt could eat a horse cock now, thanks to the drugs." "Now, it's time to play." Sabrina slowly turned Bailey around and pointed down. He squinted and noticed there was a large vertical slit in the wall with rounded edges cut into the black painted wall, as well as a similar hole on Sabrina's side of the booth. "Stick your fingers in the hole and wiggle them around. That will tell the other person you want their cock. If someone puts their mouth to the hole or sticks their fingers in, that means they want your dick." Bailey was confused, but he'd seen Sabrina sink down to her knees on the grimy floor before wiggling her fingers at the entrance of the hole on her side. Just like magic, a fully erect cock was pushed through the hole, a cock which Sabrina immediately took into her mouth and began sucking. As Sabrina bobbed her head steadily back and forth, Bailey quickly got onto his own knees, still feeling very woozy, the fruity scent seeming to linger in his nostrils and in front of his brain where it tickled like static electricity. He had never been so aroused. The poppers were melting his brain, and he needed to be filled, not by one dick or two dicks, but 100, 1,000. So much to his delight, as Bailey knelt in front of the slit in the wall, he too was greeted by a nice stiff cock. It was red hot to the touch, and there was already a fat glob of delicious pre-cum gleaming at the tip, a treat which Bailey eagerly licked up. He slipped the stranger's cock between his lips and began sucking greedily, his mouth providing firm suction as his tongue twisted back and forth around the head, his warm lips and mouth slowly sliding back and forth as he skillfully sucked the stranger off. Sabrina let out a cute little whine as she leaned forward, pushing her face as far as she could into the narrow slit as the cock on the other side began to thrust hard into her mouth. The wall creaked and the little booth rocked slightly as the person on the other side slammed their hips into the gap again and again, Sabrina taking the throbbing head to the back of her throat before she slid back a few inches and then finally plunged forward again. Bailey was so distracted by what was happening on Sabrina's side of the booth that he missed the telltale signs of an approaching orgasm, so he was more than a little alarmed when the cockhead he was gingerly licking suddenly began to spasm in his mouth, spraying out a nice hot load all over his tongue and the back of his throat. Unfazed, Bailey sucked harder, using his tongue to tickle the tip of the cock, coaxing out every last bit of the cum before he let the cock slip out of his puckered lips with a wet, satisfying plop. "Can I get fucked here?" Bailey asked, turning to Sabrina, who was struggling to swallow an especially large load that had been shot into her mouth, the excess dripping slowly down her chin, the frothy white sperm contrasting nicely with her beautiful brown skin. "Mm-hmm," she said, wiping cum from her lips with her thumb before slowly pushing it into her mouth and sucking it clean. "Just bend over and put your ass up against the hole. They will do the rest. Just don't expect them to be gentle." Sabrina's eyes flashed mischievously, and at that, Bailey had pulled the pink panties down around his thighs and backed his ass up against the hole in the wall. It was nearly a minute before he felt something warm and wet, something Bailey immediately recognized as tongue, slipping into his pink puckered little hole. "Oh, fuck," Bailey groaned, feeling the tongue swirl around and around inside the opening of his hole, the skilled rimming adding that much more warmth to his eager, hungry ass. He was ready for dick. Sabrina had made sure of that. So the foreplay was just agonizing to him at this point. After a minute or two, which felt like an absolute eternity to Bailey, he got what he wanted. He felt the warm tip of a cock pushing against and then easily sliding into his lubed-up little hole before slipping deep inside him. He obediently pushed his little ass backwards out of habit, but feeling that he was tied up against the slit, all he could do was brace himself with his hands on his knees and enjoy the sensation of an anonymous stranger driving hard into him from behind. Whoever was fucking him wasn't all that concerned with gentleness either. That much was obvious, with the way he just crammed his dick into the tight, willing twink's ass. But Bailey didn't mind at all. He bit his lip, his eyes half-closing as he felt the wall push forward again and again, matching the strokes of the cock slipping as deep as it could into his ass with the barrier there. He felt an intense tingling in his head, and getting fucked raw by the stranger seemed to be all the more intense because of the weird stuff Sabrina had made him inhale. His vision blurred slightly as he fixed his gaze on the back of Sabrina's head, watching it bob rhythmically forward and backwards. It had an almost hypnotic effect on him, and all he could do was keep his ass pressed to the slit in the wall while wearing an almost dumbstruck expression of pure pleasure. There was suddenly a loud knock on the wall behind Bailey, a simple double tap as the cock fucking him suddenly sped up, driving into him like a piston over and over again, before finally going balls deep as it bursts, shooting an incredibly warm load right up Bailey's ass. Slowly, the cock pulled back out, leaving him gaping open, with a gentle trickle of cum escaping from his well-fucked little hole to drip down onto his balls. It felt amazing, and Bailey felt a warm head rush as his little nipples stiffened, goosebumps forming up and down his arms. He was going to ask Sabrina about how to know whether or not someone was about to come, but the knock followed by the load in his ass already answered the question. Not that it mattered. He was content to just leave his ass pressed up against the wall, to accept any and all loads those on the other side had ready for him. "Oh, shit," Bailey cooed, smiling broadly as he felt another cock teasing his warm opening, the head gently slipping up and down the outside of his wet little hole before pushing inside. "How many are you up to?" Sabrina asked, swallowing her second load of the afternoon.
Three,
Bailey said, his eyes lolling slightly as he ground his hips from side to side. The action was rewarded by a loud thumping on the wall, as the person on the other side slammed their cock harder and harder into the twink's tight boy hole. "Slut," Sabrina giggled, and then leaned forward, kissing Bailey sloppily on the mouth as she braced herself with one hand on his shoulder, the other reaching down to tug her panties down. She stepped out of them with one foot and put her hands on Bailey's shoulders, keeping herself steady as she pushed her cum-covered tongue into his mouth, playfully wiggling it from side to side as she sloppily kissed her classmate. Sabrina pushed her plush brown ass up against the glory hole on her side and waited to be fucked, content in the meantime to make out with her adorable companion. There was a loud knock on the wall, and moments later Bailey moaned, feeling yet another load of cum from an anonymous cock being squirted up his ass.
"Ugh, they come so quickly," Bailey said,
feeling the cock give his well-fucked little hole a couple more thrusts before it slowly slid out of him. "Yeah," Sabrina said, her face distorting for a moment as Bailey knew someone had just begun to fuck her through the glory hole. "But that's the beauty of it. There's an almost endless supply of these yummy dicks. Most days you can just sit here for hours and get fucked dozens of times." Sabrina licked her lips hungrily, and then slowly kissed Bailey on the lips once more as she steadily began to grind her ass back against the glory hole.
"It's big. It's so big," cooed Sabrina as she wiggled her plush ass from side to side,
her brown, glistening little hole taking the stranger's dick deep into her pink depths with practiced ease as she squealed with delight. Bailey couldn't remember the last time his little prick was this hard, and there was a strange fire burning in his core that made him feel like he could conquer the entire world, if it were made of dicks. And by conquer, he was certain he could milk every last prick on earth dry with his tight, wet boy cunt.
"Ah, harder, harder, please," Sabrina begged,
pushing her ass back and forth into the wall, timing it perfectly so she was pushing backwards to meet each thrust as it came forward. The person on the other side was enjoying it as much as Sabrina. They were moaning so loudly that it could easily be heard in the cramped little booth that she and Bailey were occupying.
"Oh, wow, fuck," Bailey exclaimed,
his eyes widening as he fidgeted around, almost as if something had sent a jolt through him.
What?
Sabrina asked, her right eye pinched shut as his face contorted with pleasure. It looked to Bailey as if she was winking at him, with a stupid expression plastered on her features. But he knew, of course, that she was just getting fucked stupid.
"Someone is licking me,"
Bailey exclaimed, feeling the warm tongue lap at his well-fucked little hole. It darted in and out of his pink boy cunt as the lips and mouth sucked noisily at his rear entrance. His ass was already well filled with loads of multiple strangers, so the person on the other side of the glory hole was quite vigorously licking and slurping Bailey's plush, sensitive little behind. The cum pig grateful to have found such a well-loaded ass to feed on. Sabrina gripped Bailey's shoulders extra hard, her fingers digging into his soft, pale flesh, as she felt the thick cock that was stretching her out suddenly push balls deep as it came hard inside of her. The tip flared and flooded her ass with a virtual torrent of cum, the hot, sticky fluid filling her ass and stomach with a perverse, satisfying warmth. Bailey watched as the girl shuddered, trying to catch her breath for a moment before she leaned forward, the huge cock sliding out of her ass and hanging through the slit in the wall, still semi-hard and very visibly twitching and throbbing. Sabrina slowly sank to her knees and slurped the sticky cock into her mouth, vigorously sucking at it as she tenderly ran her tongue up and down every available inch, licking it clean for the nice, well-endowed stranger, as a thick trickle of cum dripped from her hole and down her thighs. That tongue that had been so eagerly eating Bailey's used boy cunt suddenly retreated,
He felt soft, warm fingers pushing between his thighs to gently massage his smooth, red-hot sack. The fingers needed him urgently, reaching up to encompass his throbbing little shaft before gently tugging at it. "Stick your dick in the hole. Your new friend wants to suck you dry," Sabrina said, wiping her mouth with the back of her hand as she stooped and picked up the little brown vial again before standing back up. By now, Bailey had turned to face the wall, and Sabrina giggled as she pressed her bare breasts against his back, one arm wrapping around him as she slowly caressed his bare chest, her fingers moving down to his stomach to grip the base of his skinny white cock. "Ever get your dick sucked by a stranger?" Sabrina asked, her voice a hot whisper breathed down the side of Bailey's neck, making his entire body tingle. She leaned into him, still gripping his cock as she pushed him up against the wall, guiding his prick through the slit in the wall. He was immediately greeted by the warm sensation of a particularly wet and hungry mouth suddenly engulfing his cock.
"Yes, ah!" Oh.
Bailey moaned and bucked his hips forward into the amazing wet warmth on the other side of the wall. The complete, faceless stranger sucking him off with a skill he hadn't quite ever been on the receiving end of in his young life. The suction was constant. So was the tongue work, the entire mouth seeming to curl and twist around him each time he was sucked deeper into it. Bailey's toes curled, and he fidgeted, letting out a moan that was closer to a high-pitched girlish whine. Had Sabrina not pinned him to the wall, he would have pulled away. The pleasure was simply too intense on his sensitive little bitch cock. "I want to fuck you," Sabrina groaned, her voice very soft as she swayed woozily, pushing her body almost painfully up against Bailey's, keeping him pinned against the glory hole. "Here, baby. Take a hit," Sabrina said, pushing the vial under Bailey's nose. He inhaled immediately, taking several deep breaths of the chemical cocktail before he felt incredibly dizzy, that warm, pleasant heat spreading out through his face, neck, and chest. He was so overcome by the sensation that he hardly noticed Sabrina sliding her iron-hard brown cock into his well-fucked little ass. Sabrina inhaled the fumes with Bailey and then capped the bottle with the same hand she gripped it with, a very advanced technique that only came after intense practice. She let the bottle fall to the floor as she moved her hands down, squeezing Bailey's hips rather roughly as her body slapped loudly against his. Bailey began moaning incredibly loudly, no longer worrying about keeping quiet. The sounds of porn playing in their booth and the booths around them mingled with the sounds of people fucking. It made Bailey's brain tingle, and he slumped against the wall, warm spit dripping down his smooth balls as the hungry little mouth of the cum pig greedily devoured his cock from the other side of the glory hole. The fact that he couldn't see the stranger, much less determine a sex, made Bailey even harder. In one simple afternoon, Sabrina had taken him to new heights. He knew he would never be satisfied taking loads from random jocks and bullies at school after this. "Take it, you little bitch," Sabrina hissed in Bailey's ear, her warm mouth sucking sloppily at his earlobe, then the area of his neck just below it, as her stiff brown cock throbbed hard up Bailey's ass. He was deep in the haze of poppers. Every single sensation was enhanced, seemingly a million times, and all he could do was whine, steadily losing his mind to the pleasure. Sabrina fucked him very hard, her body grinding into his as her cock rapidly darted back and forth inside of him, her breath coming in hot, ragged gasps as the pair's knees began to buckle beneath him. "Take my load, you bitch!" Sabrina's words were lost in a gurgling moan as the girl came, practically convulsing as her head jerked back, her entire body shaking as her cock unloaded up Bailey's slippery boyhole. It was almost like a machine, firing again and again and again. The sheer volume of cum being shot into Bailey's warm ass was enough to make his eyes roll back, the pressure on his prostate causing him to nearly black out as he came to. All of the times he had ever came in his life suddenly flashed in front of Bailey's baked little brain, and he knew that even his most blissful orgasm was nowhere near in comparison to the one he was having at this moment. He came again and again, the tongue flicking hard up and down on the tip of his dick as he filled the greedy mouth with his load. Even his own ass was being filled by Sabrina. The sheer volume of creamy, sticky cum filling his ass, now shooting from the tip of his cock, must have been caused by the drugs. That much Bailey was able to figure out on his own. The orgasm lasted for what seemed like an hour before the mouth slowly pulled away, planting a wet kiss on the tip of Bailey's raw, glistening cock. He fell back into Sabrina's arms, breathing hard. Each breath he inhaled spread an intense warmth through his body, almost as if he were literally coming again each time he took a breath. The full body orgasm rocking him from the tips of his toes to the top of his head. He knew it was the drugs. He also knew he could go insane from the sensation, and it was clear to him that human beings weren't meant to ever experience anything this intense. Ever. "That was wonderful," Sabrina said, licking Bailey's flushed cheek with her tongue, savoring the salty beads of sweat that were dripping down the boy's face. "I'm gonna die," Bailey gasped, leaning back against Sabrina as he shut his eyes tightly. "That is the beauty of this place. You get to die from the intense pleasure, and then die again, and again, and again. It's amazing." Sabrina sighed, still idly licking at Bailey's glistening flesh. After several moments, Sabrina slowly pulled out of Bailey's ass and then reached down, gripping the pink panties that were bunched around his thighs, quickly pulled them up over his pert red little ass. "Leave my load in there. I want you to feel it on the walk home." Sabrina giggled in his ear and then began to dress herself. Sabrina was well used to poppers. She felt an intense feeling of bliss like Bailey, but she was able to function. Having experienced it many times before, she was quickly dressed and packing her things before she pushed the bottle into Bailey's hands. "Here, only take the cap off when you're going to inhale it. The more it vaporized, the less potent it becomes." She dropped the black label poppers into Bailey's hand, and he clutched it tightly while reaching down with his free hand, clumsily pulling his pants up. "Right. Well, see you on Monday." Sabrina was her bubbly self and leaned forward, pecking Bailey hard on the mouth with a wet, lingering kiss before she moved over to the door of the booth. "Remember to go out the back," she said, and then vanished into the darkness of the arcade. Bailey still felt like he was coming. On top of it, his head ached badly, and on top of even that, he felt incredibly lightheaded and dizzy. He hadn't understood anything Sabrina had said and pulled his pants up, his shirt only half-buttoned, partly tucked in, before he stumbled out of the booth and wandered up to the front of the store in a daze. He walked past the front counter and headed out the front door into the early evening, the incredibly cool, fresh air a sharp contrast to the hot, dank booth he had occupied for the last God knows how long. He looked down at the vial in his hand and grinned stupidly as he took a few steps, crashed into someone, promptly falling on his ass as he dropped both the vial and his book bag on the sidewalk. "Sorry," Bailey groaned, his vision still kind of blurry, as he leaned forward reaching for the little brown vial, when suddenly a foot covered in a sharp pair of black leather stilettos stepped on his hand. Hard. "Ow! Fuck!" Bailey cried out. "Language!" A sharp, cold voice shot back, and Bailey nearly shit himself with pure terror, not needing to look up to know who was standing on his hand, keeping him from retrieving the vial. Miss Pickwell? Bailey gasped, seeing the stern Scottish headmistress glaring back down at him.